This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us on Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Now, earlier this year, local SME GIS Resources announced a three-year distribution agreement with a Chicago-based firm to distribute nitrile and latex examination-grade gloves for the US and Latin American markets. Now, this is big news for a company who just last year was still providing security solutions here in Malaysia as the pandemic hit our shores. Now, how did they make this massive pivot? How did they establish a new brand of premium examination grade gloves in such a short period of time? And what's next for the company? Well, to talk us through these transitions and their next steps is Datuk Murali Darwin, CEO of Prince Premium Plus. Datuk Murali, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning, Audrey. Thanks for inviting me and giving me the opportunity.
Right. Yeah. Dr. Murali, let's start with GIS Resources pre-pandemic. You know, what kind of security solutions were you dealing with?
Okay, basically we was actually doing more into drones. Okay, we do drones. We do security systems, mainly CCTVs, okay, high-resolution CCTVs. So we were working with many MNC companies such as Westport, DG, and also governments like our Jabatan Bomber, PDRM. We are specialized in the AI system for security as well. We have provided many solutions for international companies as well. So to answer your question, our main and strength was into surveillance and CCTV business.
And how did you find yourself in the glove business then?
Okay, it was unplanned. Because during our 5 to 6 years in this business, surveillance business, we have created a strong network across Europe, across Middle East, and also US. Okay, we work closely with Matrix. So through that, we have created a strong network. So during the pandemic, as you know, suddenly there's a surge of PPE items, mainly gloves. Okay, and most of the big boys, most of the big companies, they are full of their capacity, okay? So at that moment, there's a lot of unwanted things was going on as people are losing money, getting scammed, and there's no proper flow in the order, and many things was happening. So we were contacted by our business partners in Europe, in US, to actually be their mandate, actually, to source a genuine supply, okay? So that they are safe in terms of monetary, they are safe in terms of delivery. So we did that as a favor at the start, and we contacted many factories and we started sourcing, and we find that there's not many genuine suppliers at that time. But we managed to get some sort of capacity from the factory, and we started trading with them. We started buying and selling. Along the way, we saw the opportunity. As you know, most of the business during the pandemic faced a huge downturn. So we in GIS, we saw that there's an opportunity if we build our own brand. Okay, instead of just doing trading, instead of buying, selling, why not we go in and we produce gloves and build a long-term business in this industry. So in the start, we started just doing OEM, whereby we came up with this brand called Prince Premium. Okay, so we was doing OEM, and it was not produced by us, another factory, but packed into our box, and we were sending. In the meantime, we was also creating all the certificates that you need for export purpose under our company, and slowly we are moving to leasing lines, because in short term of time, you are not able to create your own or to start your own manufacturing. It takes process, all right? But the other way around, there was opportunity whereby we can lease lines from the manufacturer. So we started investing and leasing lines. As that goes by, our brand got famous and our brand was well accepted in Europe and US. And the opportunity keeps growing and growing. And we thought, okay, it's time to move into manufacturing. So we are in process of building more lines to cater But mainly at the moment, our strength is we produce 100% fully nitrile gloves, okay, which at this moment is very hard to get out there.
Okay. Now, I want to come back to the challenges that you spoke about earlier in sourcing gloves during the early part of the pandemic. You said that there was a shortage of genuine suppliers. Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Okay, as you know, Malaysia is one of the top producers in the gloves for the world. So most of the big companies in Malaysia, such as Top Glove, Arta Elegant, all of the big companies, their capacity is full because of the surge of demand. So a lot of companies took this as an opportunity by saying that they have the special allocations. They have the way to get it from this factory. Okay, I don't want to mention names, but they can get from here. They have their special allocation. They are the allocation holders. But actually, they are actually scammers. Okay. So they collect money, and many of the overseas buyers, because of panic buying, so just depends on whatever documents that this so-called allocation holder gives, and they transfer the money. And after 2 to 3 months, they discover that there's nothing. And when they check with the factories, when they check with the sellers, it actually just doesn't exist. In the start, we were also meeting people like this, where they promise us they can give such amount of boxes, such amount of gloves, but it doesn't work. So and when someone tell you can give you 1 million boxes, 2 million boxes, it's not that easy, you see. So that's why I was saying that the most important thing, how we build the initial trust with our customers, we deliver to them what we can, and slowly we increase our capacity.
So, is it still an issue to find genuine glove suppliers in today's market? I mean, it's 1 year down. Are we still having the same issues?
No. At this moment, most of the customers are more aware, and they really do their due diligence now. And at this moment, we don't face such issues in Malaysia, because those customers, rather than before, when they just do panic buying, now they really do the due diligence, and they really find the real manufacturers where they can get the or OEM brands where they can get their gloves. So now it's better actually.
So what kind of research did you undertake before making the decision to create your own brand of gloves to ensure that Prince Premium Plus would be delivering the absolute optimal quality gloves and you're not shortchanging your customers?
The most crucial information that what made us go into this business is when we see the demand around the world, and with the capacity that the current manufacturers that can produce the gloves, it will take you around 5 to 6 years down the road to meet the demand. And the most important thing here is for Europe and US, when it comes to gloves, they don't look at China, because other products or masks or whatever PPE, of course, they have an option of buying from China. But when it comes to gloves, China don't produce 100% nitrile glove as much as Malaysia can produce. Most of their gloves are based on blend gloves, with a blend with polymer. So, of course, with GIS, we wanted to not to say that we can produce as much as what the demand here is, but maybe we can cater to some customers that we feel are long-term customers for us. So we started working on the raw material. The raw material, which we call it MBR, is the most challenging part. So we managed to strike a deal with a genuine and strong raw material suppliers. That is the most important thing, actually. That's how we could produce what we are producing today.
All right. It's time for us to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, we discuss just how simple or challenging it was to start manufacturing gloves during this pandemic. And also, what's next for GIS Resources? Stay tuned. You're listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. You're listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Online with me right now, I have the CEO of GIS Resources, Datuk Murali Darwin, and we're discussing his new range of premium examination grade gloves under the brand Prince Premium Plus. Datuk, now before the break, you were talking to us about how this major pivot happened from providing security solutions, you moved into manufacturing your own brand of premium examination grade gloves right here in Malaysia. Now, you make it sound so easy, you know, but if it was, we'd have many more glove makers in the market here in Malaysia today. So was it really that simple, or did the stars just align for you to make this happen?
No, of course, it was not that simple as what we think. Because most important thing is that it's not that someone that has money or a big company that has funds, you can start a manufacturing plant. The most important thing is the expertise. Someone that can run the manufacturing plant, someone who have the experience to produce the exact specs gloves that you want. So the most crucial part, and what we in GIS we bless, is we got the line engineers, the person who can produce or compound the gloves, and we managed to headhunt the key players which have been in this industry for a long time, such as 30 to 20 years in this industry with other companies. So when we shared the vision, what GIS have, because for us, what we want here is we don't want to produce a high capacity which we affect our quality. Because when we started, yes, there's a lot of people can produce, but when you actually buy from them or when you actually export, it's not as what the standard the Europe and US or Middle East want. So the most challenge part here is to assemble the team. So that's why some of my customers, when they call in, how much do you need? We can transfer you the funds. How many lines more we can open? It's not that, all right? It's the expertise. And as we grow, we need the time to set up each lines, okay? Like I said, we started by leasing lines. So when we lease lines, we learn. Because it's been run by the manufacturer himself, but we lease the line for 1 or 2 years. So whatever produced in the lines belongs to the Prince Premium. So while we are leasing, we are actually learning the process. So as we learn, it took us almost 6 months to actually learn and assemble. And now we are increasing our capacity because of we are going to start with our own manufacturing lines.
Right. Right. Okay. So that kind of leads me to my next question. What is your manufacturing setup like? Now, do you have your own factory? How does this look right now?
Okay. As what I was saying previously, we was leasing, but the factory wasn't belong to us. It belongs to the manufacturer, but the lines, it belongs to us. But now we have started building our own plant, which is on the way. All right. As you know, to start, even the licensing will take time. So we are working on all the licensing. And we plan to start with 5 lines and grow to 10 lines, all right? But at this moment, we already have 12 lines where we are leasing. And as I said, we have few major breakthrough deals from US especially. So it gives us the room to grow even faster because the contracts that we have signed is a long-term contracts, okay? So as I said, we are well equipped with the knowledge. The most important thing is the knowledge, running the line, running the manufacturing plant. And with the team that we have assembled now, is the right moment for us to grow even bigger.
Right. Now, I want to touch base on those breakthrough deals in just a bit. But I also have to ask, what slice of the pie do you hope to achieve with Prince Premium Plus? You know, you've got your big guns, like you mentioned earlier, Top Glove, Hartalega, etc. But do you hope to compete, or are you looking at a niche segment and specializing there?
At this moment, of course, I read a lot about them, and especially Top Glove. I read a lot about our Tan Sri have started in 1991 with just one plant, and where is it today? So for now, we are not here to compete with them. But I believe with the demand around the world, we should be getting our fair chance, our fair slice of cake. But of course, we have a long vision here to actually to come up to the standard that they have in times to come. But at this moment, we are only focusing on our current clients. Even their demand for us to meet will take the next 3 to 4 years. Okay, so I'm talking about our current clients that we are exporting to. So I see the growth in us is there, but we are not to compete with anybody now. We are focusing on to improve and to make sure our gloves quality keeps getting better. So that is what we want to do at the moment.
And speaking of quality, you know, what kind of checks do you have in place to ensure your QC, quality control?
Yeah, we actually, the most important thing, like I said, the flexibility, the most important thing that we give to our customers here is to do their own QC before we export. So such as we have SGS, AQF, BV, and many inspection companies whereby the third-party company does the QC for the customer. It's actually appointed by our customer, not us. But we have our in-house QC during the production. And once we have done with the gloves, it's actually been inspected by the third-party company before even the customer exporting the gloves. It's very crucial, actually.
Okay. I also want to talk about the money. What kind of capital went into making this happen? I know that you said that it's not about having the money to set up a plant. It's not about the money. You've mentioned it a couple of times now. But what kind of capital went into producing Prince Premium Plus products?
Okay. We started with a small capital. And I said we started with trading. Along the way, we managed to work out. When you say, how much did we start? We started with about around 10 million ringgit. We started. But after that, in this business, to be honest, your customers pay you the deposit. So after setting up your line or leasing the line, most important thing is the raw material purchase. Like I said, the customer pays the deposit. So here where we try to minimize our capital, we go by back to back. So the moment customer pays deposit, we lock the raw material and we produce the gloves. Okay, so in this pandemic time, the smartest move to do is keeping your outlay or keeping your money more into your company than, you know. That's why I say we grow step by step.
Right.
Okay. That's because of the demand is high. We start 20 lines, 30 lines, but in 6 months down the road, if the demand grows down, and that's not going to work. So we grow as per our order, and our capital is really low, actually.
Okay. Now, coming back to those breakthrough agreements, talk to us about the recently inked 3-year distribution agreement with PPE Advantage. They're based out of Chicago, right? How did that come about?
Okay. PPE Advantage, which is CEO, Mr. Douglas Stone, have been a strong supplier in PP industry in US for years, I think 20 years, 30 years. So he was getting his gloves out of Vietnam, Thailand. So during this pandemic, through one of our marketing agents, which is based in Sri Lanka, SK Ventures. So when they was doing the marketing, they came through him. So a lot of people in US definitely prefer Malaysian brand gloves. Okay, this is what we have to be proud of, because none of the other country can compete to the quality or the quantity that Malaysian company can produce. So he contacted us somewhere last year when we were new. So he started with 1 or 2 containers. Okay, slowly he grew up to 6 containers. So at that moment, he had some issues of getting gloves out of Thailand and Vietnam. So if it's, but of course, Thailand and Vietnam can give you much cheaper price. But you don't want to be paying for cheaper brand, gloves, where you don't even get the gloves, you see. So along the way, we have created a strong relationship with PP Advantage. Even though at the start, we was producing not so big capacity, it's just about 6 to 8 containers per month. And this gives us the room to actually focus on the quality. So as what we sent to him, they was very happy and looking at the quality. So, and then they was a bit more aggressive marketing Prince Premium in US, PP Advantage. And they managed to strike a deal with many big companies in US. Then we decided this is the time for us to tie up. And we we are proud to say they are our master distributors in US for us. So it was a big breakthrough for us, for a new company like us. And to have a 3 years contract give you the stability, that's the most important thing.
Would you call it your first break, though, or were there other smaller deals that were the stepping stones to making this deal with PPE Advantage happen?
Yes, our first breakthrough was when we got registered with the Ministry of Health of Italy. So that was the first breakthrough Italy market. And next, we were moving into US. There were orders, but not as big as this, okay? And then we got approved by Ministry of Health, UAE. We was doing a good sum of gloves to Middle East as well. But this will be the first major breakthrough where we have 3 years contract, okay? Unlike the before, well, there was a stepping stone, step by step. But this will be the major breakthrough.
Okay. Dr. Worley, before I let you go, I have to ask, what's happening with your security solutions? Is that still running?
We are proud to say that at the start of the pandemic, it was a bit slow. Now it's getting stronger, actually. So that business is being taken care of by my partner, Mr. Sandil. All right, that is going stronger, and we are getting few major breakthroughs as well in this industry. And some big companies of gloves industry as well have contacted us for drones. So a lot of gloves big companies now have wanted to use drones for security and monitoring their staffs. So that is growing as well. Like I said, in this pandemic is how we take it, and how creative we can be in using the downside of the downside of many people are keep saying, you know, business are bad, but there's always a way we think we can bounce or we can use this current moment as our advantage.
Right. And what's next for GIS Resources? What's next for Prince Premium Plus?
At this moment, after the first breakthrough with PP Advantage, we are getting a few more big breakthroughs coming in, especially from Latin America and also Europe. And at this moment, as I said, we are in the midst of doing our own manufacturing plan and expanding it. So we are looking into growing our capacity every quarterly. And as I said, the team. And we are actively recruiting and bringing in more expertise to support us in our journey. And we see us growing. And 2022, we expect to be producing at least double of what we can do at this moment, for sure.
All right. Dr. Worley, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Now, if our listeners would like more information on Prince Premium Plus, is there a website that they can go to?
Yeah, of course. They can always go to princepremium.co. So everything, all the information is there. And we also cater for the local market, and we do we are planning a lot of CSR program as well for KKM, PDRM and all. So any inquiry, not only for buying but any CSR, anything that we can help, all right, we are here to do for Malaysians.
All right, thank you again. I've been speaking with Datuk Murali Darwin, the CEO of Prince Premium Plus. Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also find it on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. We'll have more on Open for Business for you same time tomorrow. But till then, this is Audrey Raj for Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.